Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 68 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Tandy Wallingford.
We're going to shoot to always have food trucks here for the weekend. And that way there's a food option.
A new brewery in Moorhead will open this weekend.
A U.S. appeals court has upheld a ruling concerning former Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis.
Moorhead State University is looking for businesses to participate in Idea Fest.
There's still time to register for Maysville's Limestone Cycling Tour.
Two University of Kentucky professors have been fired after allegations of research misconduct.
In sports, high school football season kicks off across the Bluegrass tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 50% chance of rain this evening, but clearing up overnight. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
A federal appeals court says the state of Kentucky should pay legal fees of couples who sued former Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis for refusing to issue marriage licenses. In 2015, Davis refused to issue licenses after the freedom to marry was extended to all couples. The ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of four Rowan County couples. A short time later, a U.S. district judge forced the clerk's office to abandon its no marriage license policy, thus allowing the ACLU clients and others to receive the marriage licenses to which they were legally entitled. U.S. District Court Judge David Bunning subsequently directed the Commonwealth of Kentucky to pay the couple's attorney fees, a cost totaling $224,000. Both Rowan County and the Commonwealth of Kentucky appealed the ruling, seeking to avoid responsibility for the fees. In a ruling handed down yesterday, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the ruling. The panel and the lower court agreed that the Commonwealth is responsible for paying the award.
The owners of a new brewery on Main Street in Moorhead say a full opening day isn't far off. Saul Stone Brewery has so far seen success during some light opening events. The plan now is for the business to be open Friday through Sunday for the remainder of August, with the hopes of opening for regular hours early next month. Derek Kasky is a brewer and co-owner there. He says for now, the brewery itself won't sell food, but they're going to be pretty accommodating.
We're going to shoot to always have food trucks here for the weekend, and that way there's a food option. We have space for a kitchen in the building, and we'll eventually have a fully operational kitchen. And so, yeah, for now, we welcome folks to service the food trucks that we have in our parking lot and bring food in, yeah.
Kasky, the Rise and Roll Brick Oven Company, will be parked near the brewery on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Anyone wanting to visit should check the Sawstone Brewery Facebook page for hours.
Moorhead State University is looking for area businesses that may be interested in participating in Idea Fest in a couple of months. The event is set for November 7th in the Adrian Dorn University Center. MSU Dr. Jacqueline Graves spoke about Idea Fest during this month's Moorhead New Cities meeting.
Moorhead State is partnering with Bluegrass Tomorrow to provide an opportunity for middle school and high school students to explore either college or technical school and also delve into maybe future career paths, even though it's a little early, just to kind of spark that conversation and get the ball rolling for students that are eager to begin the next stage in their life.
The event will feature student showcases, a keynote speaker, and is free to all students. Graves says for now the goal is to find businesses to participate in the career fair portion of Idea Fest. Anyone wanting to attend or participate can go online to moorheadstate.edu/IdeaFest.
A grassroots organization aimed at helping individuals, friends, and families dealing with mental illness is hosting a support group in Moorhead Tuesday. Carol Mariallo is the president of the Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance of Mental Illness. She says the group can help individuals dealing with a wide range of issues.
We're a grassroots organization started by families of people who have family members or friends who have mental illness, major mental illnesses like bipolar and schizophrenia and PTSD. Lots of them today, or lots of combinations of those.
The group will meet in the Rowan County Public Library Conference Room at 6 p.m. Tuesday. For more information, call 606-356-3181.
The 11th Annual Limestone Cycling Tour is set to take place in Maysville next month. Set for September 7th, the event features four bike routes ranging between 24 and 100 miles long. Paula Rubel is the ride coordinator for the tour. She says it's not too late to register.
Actually, we even take walk-ups the morning of. Registration will close at 8:30. The long-distance riders, we encourage them to be on the road by 8 a.m. Our registration will open at 6 a.m. down at 100 Limestone Street, which is down by the flood wall, Limestone Landing in Maysville.
Rubel says they are anticipating around 600 riders at the event this year. More information is available at limestonecyclingtour.com.
Vaping was once seen as a safer alternative to smoking, but some health officials think it could be dangerous. According to the CDC, tobacco use in general is the highest in the bluegrass. Lexington emergency physician Dr. Ryan Stanton believes that contributes to the popularity of vaping in the region as well.
What we're seeing also is now people picking it up because it's, quote, cool, and unfortunately it's not safe. And we're seeing now potentially permanently damaging, if not life-threatening.
More states have alerted the CDC to cases of lung issues that might be linked to vaping. These reports have not been confirmed, but the investigation is ongoing.
Even with Ohio raising its legal age to purchase tobacco products to 21, supporters of a proposed bill still think it won't be enough. Jeff Stevens with the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network helped craft the new legislation. While he's pleased it's now a law, he believes retailers will continue to sell to underage customers so they don't lose business.
You can't just scratch out 18 and put in 21. And we know that youth access laws are currently the least effective way to prevent tobacco use.
Stevens explains there's little enforcement or repercussions for retailers who continually sell tobacco products to minors. Current penalties include a fine or revoking a retail license. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Kentucky Supreme Court held a hearing over the refusal of selling a Pride shirt at a Lexington shop. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
Hands-On Originals, a t-shirt printing business in Lexington, refused to print a Pride-themed t-shirt back in 2012. A hearing from Kentucky's Supreme Court was held Friday morning over this dispute. The Lexington Human Rights Commission sued on account of discrimination, and that allowing the store to turn away similar requests would taint Lexington's reputation. Blaine Adamson, the owner of Hands-On Originals, stated that he will work with anyone, unless it conflicts with his beliefs. LEX 18 states that the Supreme Court has not yet made a public decision on the matter, although lower courts have supported the company's decision. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
Groups that push for consumers' rights are slamming a new rule that they say greatly weakens banking regulations. New financial rules would make a recession more likely, they say. The Trump administration made changes which loosen rules on what counts as proprietary trading, making it easier for banks to make riskier trades with higher payoffs. Carter Daugherty with Americans for Financial Reform says this removes a major pillar that protects the U.S. economy from another crash.
The financial crisis brought on a recession that was the worst economic contraction since the Great Depression. Millions of Americans lost their homes, millions more lost their jobs. This is simply not something you want to risk a repeat of.
Consumer groups are studying the new rules and may challenge the action in court.
Two universities of Kentucky professors are responsible for significant research misconduct. WMKY's Zoe Hall has the story.
The University of Kentucky announced the termination of two professors from the Department of Toxicology and Cancer Biology in the College of Medicine. Xianglin Shi and Zhuo Zhang were responsible for significant research misconduct, and officials say they found patterns of potential data inconsistencies and are now calling it false and fabricated data. The two have been with UK more than 10 years, but are now not allowed to contact the university or go on campus unless they are seeking medical care. The university is also working with grad students who use the lab, and several were reportedly close to graduating. From WMKY News, I'm Zoe Hall.
A crash in Boyd County yesterday sent five people to the hospital and left one seriously injured. WSAZ reports the crash occurred around 6:45 in the evening in the 8300 block of Lake Bonita Road when a car crossed the center line and collided with a Dodge Durango. Authorities say the four people in the Durango were taken to King's Daughters Medical Center with minor injuries. The woman in the car was flown to St. Mary's Medical Center in Huntington with serious injuries. The incident is still under investigation by the Boyd County Sheriff's Department.
A 13-year-old says Kentucky school employees retaliating against her after she accused a teacher's assistant of sending her lewd text messages. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has the story.
The Lexington Herald Leader reports the mother of the student filed the lawsuit Thursday against paraeducator Noel Ball, Fayette Superintendent Manny Calk, and officials at Crawford Middle School. The lawsuit says Ball sent graphic messages to the student through Snapchat. It then alleges once the girl showed the messages to school leaders, they did nothing, allowed the girl to get bullied for telling on the educator, and sent her to an alternative school for misbehaving. The school district's attorney says the school handled the case properly. Ball pleaded not guilty in March to a sex offense. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, for Saturday, sunny with a high near 79, Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61, Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 81, Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 65, Monday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Tuesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Looking at current temperatures across the WMKY listening area, Flemingsburg 68, Maysville 72 degrees, Ashland 71 degrees, Grayson and Inez 69 degrees, and Lexington and Moorhead 68 degrees.
Yesterday on Mountain Edition, we introduced you to the Rowan County football team. And on our feature segment today, we'll look at their opponent in tonight's Battle of 519. The Morgan County Cougars have finished the last two seasons at 4-7, and they haven't been able to grab a win from Rowan since 2005. Head coach Mark Easterling is starting his fourth season at Morgan. He says this year has been all about finding new players for key positions.
We graduated 15 seniors, probably 8 starters on both sides of the ball. So we're going to be young and a little green, but a lot of team speed. Kids are really working hard, very coachable. You know, it's going to take us a little while to get in the groove of things. But once we start clicking, I think we're going to be all right.
Easterling says with those new players, his team looks a little different on both sides of the ball.
A little bit different than last year. We might even be a better defensive team than we have been in the past for sure. But the defense may be our strong point early on till we can start clicking on offense. But once we get going and get clicking, I think with the speed and athleticism we have, we'll be all right.
The hardest player to replace this season will be Garrett Adkins, who graduated with 2,830 yards and 48 total touchdowns in 2 years as starting quarterback. Easterling says the good thing is Jared Potter, this year's starting QB, has had 2 years to study Adkins.
Jared's got a good hold on the offense, knows it very well, studies it a lot. But he has a luxury that Garrett probably didn't have, and that we've got all this speed and this athleticism around him. So Jared don't have to do a whole lot. Jared don't have to win games for us. He just has to go out, control the ball, make some good reads, and get the ball out of his hands into these playmakers' hands, and And once he gains a little confidence, he's going to be fine.
Easterling says he has a well-rounded team. One new addition to the watch will be senior Jake Helton, who is playing football for the first time in his high school career. Helton has been a starter for Morgan's basketball team for the last two seasons.
Jake's going to be a phenomenal kid to watch, not only the coach, ton of speed, strong, just a great guy to have. Kobe Ferguson's coming back. He'll be a junior. I think he was second tackles on defense last year. But Kobe's worked on his hands and his footwork, and he's going to have a big breakout year. White Bartley is a kid that's come back as a senior, that extremely fast, great hands. So we're going to have some weapons to pick from.
Easterling says with less than 40 players on the roster, his main focus will be staying healthy.
Definitely with the new playoff alignment and then going down to 2A, you know, we're fighting like crazy to get one of these home playoff games, man, and just keep this program going in the right direction. We've made a lot of strides in the last 2 years, and some of these games in the past that we've kind of dropped, we look to hopefully win one we ain't supposed to every now and then and get some confidence rolling and see where we lay come November.
The Cougars host Rowan County tonight in West Liberty. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. It's 447 and 68 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Tandy Wallingford and Chaz Jenkins. And we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio, right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this soggy Friday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Moorhead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
The Round County football team opens regular season play tonight at Morgan County. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin. The Vikings are hoping to improve this season after going 5-5 in 2018. Head coach Kelly Ford says his team has strength in its senior players.
I mean, they've played a lot of football together, and they know how to win. That's a big plus. And they're being good leaders to all the younger players that we have. And we're going to ride their coattail.
Game time tonight at Morgan County High School is set for 7:30 p.m. In other football action in the WMKY listening area, Bath County travels to Lewis County, East Carter hosts Fairview, Fleming travels to Nicholas County. All those games are set to begin at 7:30. West Carter opens their season tomorrow at Mercer County. Game time is set for 8 p.m. The Round County girls soccer team are on the road this afternoon. They're headed to the Smoky Mountain Cup in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. They'll face off with Cleveland this evening and meet Dixon County and Anderson County tomorrow. All three of those teams are based in the Volunteer State. Round head coach Alan Evans says this will be his team's first appearance at the Smoky Mountain Cup.
They'll have pool play down there, and so we'll play three games, win or lose, and then you acquire points on that. You get 3 points for a win, 1 point for a tie, and then whoever has the most points at the end wins their pool or not.
The Vikings will play a little closer to home next week. They'll face off with Boyd County on the road on Tuesday. The Round County Senior High School volleyball team is preparing for a tournament play this weekend. The Vikings are set to play on Saturday for the champions of the Mountain Classics in Pikeville. Coach Steve Walter says playing in competitions like this helps prepare them for the bigger picture.
You get to see a wide variety of teams, and it introduces you to the different styles of play, and really, I mean, it kind of makes you battle tested, gets you ready for the postseason. So, you know, you have to build your regular season and kind of get your sustained play, but then you have to be able to react to brand new styles, and so that's primarily what it is.
Regional soccer action this weekend. Ashland Blazers boys travel to Frederick Douglass on Saturday for a noon matchup. East Carter hosts Prestonburg and West Carter hosts Boyd at 1 p.m. and Fleming County travels to Berea for a 2 p.m. matchup.
In 16th Region Girls Soccer action, Greenup County hosts Martin at 10 a.m. Ashland Blazer travels to Belfry, while Boyd County travels to St. Joseph Central in Huntington. Both those games are set for 11 a.m. on Saturday. Fleming County travels to Carroll County on Saturday. They will play at noon. In volleyball action this weekend, the All-A Classic begins Saturday with Rose Hill Christian and Raceland facing off at 9 a.m. Saturday. Bath County and Menifee meet at 10:30, and Elliott meets West Carter at noon. Ashland Blazer will join Round at the Champions of the Mountains tournament in Pikeville. The Morehead State volleyball team will host exhibition play Saturday with Bellarmine. This will be the Eagles' first season playing in Johnson Arena. The team has made the move out of the aging Weatherby facility. Head coach Jamie Gordon says his team has a lot of versatility and depth.
There's a large freshman class. We have six new players coming in, but we also have a great deal of experience returning. So, one of the things that's just been fun to have in the gym is this meshing of youth and experience. But I think anybody coming from the outside would have difficulty trying to distinguish who's our new players and who our veterans are, just because of the level of play is really high in the gym right now.
Matches begin Saturday at 2 p.m. The Eagles open their regular season at Rock Hill, South Carolina next week. The Butler Bulldogs used three first-half goals to defeat Morehead State Soccer 3-0 in the Eagles' inaugural match of 2019 and their first at the MSU Recreation and Wellness Intramural Field on Thursday evening. Freshman goalkeeper Kayla Landman made six saves for Morehead State in her first career start. Freshman goalie Grace Gaffney took charge of the net in the final 45 minutes and recorded zero saves on the Bulldogs' five shot attempts. Head coach Warren Lipka says he knew the Bulldogs would be a tough opponent.
They're going to be good technically, they're going to take care of the ball, and they're going to be patient with their attack. And what we didn't do in the first half that we did in the second half is compete. We didn't compete hard enough, we gave them too much time, too much space, and they picked us apart. We get into the half, I said, let's just not lose the half. Let's tighten up, let's be a bit more physical and get out there and play the way we need to play to stop a team like this, and we did.
The Eagles jump back into action on Sunday when they travel to Louisville for a 7:30 p.m. match against the Cardinals at Lynn Stadium. The match will be streamed on ACC Network Plus. The Cincinnati Reds are hitting the road to start a series with Pittsburgh. Cincy is most recently coming off a win series against the Padres, picking up 2 out of 3 games. Pitcher Luis Castillo had a strong performance during the final game, allowing only one run. He told Fox Sports Ohio after the game he worked hard after a not-so-great game against the Cardinals.
Yes, you know, I think those are the adjustments that you make in between starts in the bullpen and working hard. And, you know, like, it's really important for me to bounce back like I did today after the last outing against the Cardinals. I just want to go into keep working hard.
First pitch this evening is set for 7:05 at PNC Park. Lawyers for men suing Ohio State University over decades-old alleged sexual misconduct by a team doctor says the growing number of accusers has topped 300. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has that story.
Totals confirmed to the Associated Press put the group's size in the same ballpark as the initial wave of plaintiffs who got $425 million from Michigan State University to settle claims related to Larry Nassar. Of the 300-plus men in the Ohio State matter, some still plan to sue, and more than half already are listed plaintiffs in federal lawsuits, alleging school officials knew of concerns about the late Dr. Richard Strauss during his tenure, but did little to stop him. Men who have publicly recounted their experiences span from 1979 to 1997, nearly all of Strauss's Ohio State career, and include Strauss's work with the athletic department, the Student Health Center, and his off-campus men's clinic. Ohio State has acknowledged its, quote, fundamental failure to prevent abuse by Strauss, apologized publicly to the survivors, and said it is committed to the mediation process. No one has publicly defended the doctor who killed himself in 2005. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
And I'm Tom Martin, and that is all for sports.
Support from MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Volleyball host Bellarmine at 2 p.m. tomorrow, and football's first home game is Thursday, August 29th at 6 p.m. hosting Union College. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks plunged after President Trump ordered in a series of tweets that U.S. manufacturers find alternatives to their operations in China. And the Dow did plummet 623.34 to finish at 25,628.90. The S&P 500 was down 75.84 at 2847.11. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 239.62 at 7751.77. Trump tweeted today saying that our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including bringing your companies home and making your products in the USA. And, of course, this tweet and other news today hit trade-sensitive stocks particularly hard. Apple shares were down 4.6%. NVIDIA and Broadcom both fell around 5% as the VanEck Vector Semiconductor ETF itself was down 4.1%, and Caterpillar shares were pulled back 3.3%. And today's decline added to a series of sharp moves down this month. The NASDAQ has now fallen 1% six times this month, while the Dow has posted five drops of 1% or more. Earlier in the day, stocks traded around the flat line after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell delivered a speech from an annual central banking symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. In it, he said the Fed will do what it can to sustain the current economic expansion and that our challenge now is to do what monetary policy can do to sustain the expansion so that the benefits of the strong jobs market extend to more of those still left behind and so that inflation is centered firmly around 2%. Traders may have wanted a clearer suggestion that the Fed would cut rates in September, as the market was looking for a more aggressive walk back of his now infamous mid-cycle adjustment comment that signaled the July rate cut was just an adjustment and not the start of a trend. And Powell said in his speech today that after a decade of progress toward maximum employment and price stability, the economy is close to both goals. Because of the market weakness today in stocks, the yield curve was flat, and it actually inverted earlier in the day as well. And the spread between the 10-year Treasury and the 2-year rate also inverted yesterday after Fed members indicated a September rate cut was not a certainty. Earlier this morning, James Bullard, the St. Louis Fed president, said that the central bank should keep cutting rates, noting that an inverted yield curve is, quote, not a good place to be. In the commodities markets, oil was down $2.67 a barrel at $53.87. Gold was up 2% at $1,538.60 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a rough day with the Stock 600 index down 0.8%. Asia actually enjoyed a pretty good day with the Nikkei up 0.4% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down $1.80 at $38.13, Kroger down 37 cents at $23.30, UPS down $3.90 at $111.32, Marathon Petroleum down $1.14 at $45.75, and Anthem was down 46 cents to finish at $2.60.60. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Taking a quick look at your region's weather for tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear overnight, a low around 58 degrees. Saturday, sunny, a high near 79. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low around 61. And for your Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high near 81. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. And Monday, a chance of showers with a high near 78. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Chaz Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, Lori Likens, Ty Martin, Jonathan Burton, Sarah Mead, Nacogdoches Miller, and Zoe Hall. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke and our feature segment today came with special help from WMKY alum Braxton Howard. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Tandy Wallingford and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.